Freak Podcast of Joey and Goso TV on this beautiful Thursday, April 30th, 2020. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about the three ways that you can show up in the world today amidst this experience, this opportunity, this transition called the famous virus. I don't even like to name it because I don't want to be giving this thing more credit than it needs. So let's get right into it. So let me tell you first kind of what I'm talking about. As we all go through this opportunity, I'm calling it an opportunity, a transition, an experience. We all need to show up in different ways. And sometimes we might be tempted to give in to the low side of ourselves and not show up. Now, as I'm going to describe here, there are some types of people that will be more motivated right now than others. Some of you may have to wait a few more weeks or months to show up the way you normally do. And others of you might need to guard your heart so that you don't give in to the low side of your personality. So let's get right into it. So there are three types of people in the world, as I have studied this and through psychoanalysis and through neuroscience and all the different data that I've been looking into. There are three types of people, and they are the visionary types, the practical types, and the empathic, or maybe we could call them the feeler, or even the mystic types. And so let me describe what each of these types of people are so that you can identify yourself. And now I know that all of us have all three of these in us, so you might be all three, but I encourage you to pick one so that you can be more in tune with what you tend to do, especially under stress. And again, how you can show up in the world and help everyone else. Number one, visionary types. These are the people that they live in the future. They are head types most of the times. They see connections. They inspire and motivate other people. They see what isn't there before it even appears. They are people that walk by faith. They are also very practical doers, not as practical as a second type, but they definitely get things done through ideas, concepts, pictures, images, vision. They are spiritually discerning. They think and act. They might at times repress their feelings because sometimes feelings, as someone said, aren't aerodynamic. They can get in the way of getting things done. Now, right now, visionary types might be struggling because with this virus, everyone has gone to the lower levels of survival. If you're thinking of Maslow's pyramid of needs, when you're worried about your health and your food and your shelter, you're not going to be thinking about vision. And so right now, visionaries have to be patient. Your time will come soon, and you have to be getting ready with your plans, with your thoughts. Don't overdo it, but be patient. And what I would recommend to most visionary types is to love the people around you, to focus on love and not so much on accomplishment, to spend time with your son and just check in with him to see how he's doing. If you are a young person, a young visionary type, check in with your own feelings. If you're married, with your wife, with your young son or daughter, with your parents, do whatever it takes to get in touch with that feeling type or that feeling part of us that can often be repressed in the name of accomplishment. And as I said, visionary types, we will soon need you. It might be another week or month or 2-3 months, but we will soon need you to rally the troops towards the next thing once we get through this. Number two are the practical types. These are the kind of personalities who live in their senses, meaning in their hands and feet. They are the doers. I mean, you all know someone in your family or at work that are the doing types. They're not going to sit around navel gazing or pondering life. They're going to get things done. And these are people that are very needed right now. And I would say these are the stars of the show, especially right now. These are the teachers of the world, the doctors and the nurses, the frontline people, the first responders. Those are the people right now that are going door to door, fixing things and dropping off food for the needy. And these are people that don't need a reason to help others. They are always in the helping mode. And right now, they are needed. Statistics say that maybe 80% of a society are practical types. And so you have a ton of people right now that are really living their dream because they are able to accomplish things. They don't have to dream or think or feel. They can just go and get things done and fix the problems around them. And so, as again, shout out to all of your practical types because you are shining, and I thank God for the practical types of people in this world. And then the last are the empathic. Oh, let me go back to the practical. Once this, let's say, crisis is over, remember practical types that you might struggle a bit because now there's nothing or as much to do. I mean, there's always a ton of things to do, of course. But don't worry. Take this next season, whenever it may come, to maybe ponder a bit, to count your blessings, to look back at the pictures of you dropping off food for your neighbors or you helping the kids at your school get through this season with online studying. Look at those pictures. Post them around your office. Post them in your on your Facebook or Instagram page. Celebrate the wins that you're experiencing right now. And then the last stage or the last types of people are the empathic or the feelers, or as I call them, the mystic types. These are the people that can often be the most misunderstood because they are practical, they are visionaries, but they experience life through their feelings, through their bodies, you could say. They receive energy. They can experience other people's energies and vibes, and they're very much in tune with what others are feeling. Sometimes they may not be in tune with what they are feeling, or they might give in to their feelings too much. And so, but these are the people that make life beautiful. And so, right now, the spiritual types, we could call these also spirituals, they can easily be blocked right now because there's so much negative energy in the air. There are so many people that are giving in to fear and to conspiracy theories and, you know, the sky is falling type of attitudes that empaths can absorb that, and that negative feeling can stay in their bodies for weeks, at least days. And so for you empaths and feelers, you have to protect your heart. As the Bible says, above all things, guard your heart. Because you know that your heart is the source of all beauty in you. And we need you empaths to be healthy. So rest, sleep, eat, exercise, absorb positivity, put on that upbeat song that you love so much and dance and prance around your living room, your apartment, your home, so that you can get in touch with your positivity, your light, your joy, your gozo. And so this is a very important task for you guys. And then make sure that you share that love with other people. People need encouragement right now. They need spirituality, spiritual guidance. They need those verses. They need those songs that you write. They need those skits or maybe those blog posts that perhaps normally no one cares. But right now, everyone is looking for spiritual guidance. And so I thank God for the spiritual types, the mystics, the empathic leaders. You are needed. Just make sure you guard your heart. Well, which one are you? Which one do you tend to lean more towards? Again, we all have all three of them, but we tend to lead with one, especially under stress. We tend to go to our true and tried methods. And which of the dangers or the shadow side, I guess, as I call them also, did you relate to? And so leave me a comment below at the bottom of this episode. Make sure that you email me at triggerdavidtrigg.com. Let me know your thoughts, your comments. And most of all, I want to encourage everyone to show up, whether it's today, tomorrow, or in a week or month. Everyone is needed in the body of Christ. Everyone is needed in this new global village called earth. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure that you share this episode with 10 of your friends. Thank you again, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.